Joining me is Jesse Steele, a planner with the Planning and Development Department in the County of Santa Barbara, and she's in the Long Range Planning Division. And that's why I had to schedule this interview 12 months in advance. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Jesse Steele.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. I got a hold of you because I know you did a talk up in San Ynez Association of Realtors, and my office mate was there. So that's how I connected with you. Jesse Steele, the name kept hitting me, and I had to look it up, and there's a Danielle Steele who writes romance novels. Are you, is that your nom de plume or any relation?
No relation that I know of, but that's not the first time I've been asked about her.
That's too bad, because she's a multimillionaire, and she was born in 1947, so I know it wasn't you.
I know, darn, huh?
So we're going to talk about ADUs. That's your... Bailiwick, stands for Accessory Dwelling Units. And I looked up the definition of accessory. You'll have to tell me how we, who do you think, of course you didn't do it, but who named it? Someone in the state?
Yes, accessory dwelling units are a name that the state has come up with and that was put into state law recently. But prior to that state law going into effect, the county was calling them residential second units, or RSUs.
Oh, you know what? I remember residential second units, and that was in existence prior to ADUs. So now no more RSUs?
Right. The county essentially just replaced the term RSU with ADU. They basically mean the same thing.
And the S stands for RSU is what?
Residential second unit.
That is so... You see, we just started the interview, and I already learned something. because, right, there was all kinds of rules. I remember something about you couldn't rent out a residential second unit, right?
I believe you could before, but there were a lot of restrictions about what they could or could not be used for. For example, I believe a lot of them could not be used for short-term rentals. Like, they had to be used for longer-term rentals of more than 30 days.
Okay. Well, that's gone, so we don't need to focus on that. But that's interesting to know. So accessory, ADU, it was brought up by the state, and I looked up accessory. And there's the law, those who give assistance to the perpetrator of a crime. So accessory dwelling unit could mean something completely different, or it could be an accessory like earrings or bathroom accessories. So why do you think they named it accessory dwelling unit?
Well, it's supposed to be accessory to a principal dwelling unit that's already on the lot, so a main residence.
Okay, so if anyone's listening and you want to get an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit, you must first start with a house, a primary residence. What if you own a commercial residence? I just thought of that. Could you put a? Doesn't make sense, right? It's a residential unit.
Well, if there is an existing or proposed principal dwelling on the lot, whether it's a single family dwelling or a multiple family dwelling, such as an apartment unit complex, you can have an ADU on a lot with one of those principal dwellings, as long as there's only one ADU per lot.
And so it's residential. Now, when you said proposed, I know I'm jumping around, but I remember looking through your link that you sent me of a talk you gave at the San Ynez Valley Association of Realtors. And I remember seeing something, was there something about vacant land? Or no?
If you have a vacant lot and you're proposing to, say, build a home, but you also want to build an ADU on the lot and, you know, propose both in one project, you can do that, provided that your principal dwelling is built first on that vacant lot, and then you proceed with the accessory dwelling unit.
Great. That's good to know. When you use the term principal dwelling unit, I'm vaguely recalling, and I don't know if this relates to this, the accessory dwelling unit. My guess is Jesse Steele. She's a planner in the Planning and Development Division, the County of Santa Barbara, Long Range Planning Division. I remember something about that if you had some kind of secondary dwelling unit, you had to be living, that had to be your primary residence, and you had to be occupying that house. Is that connected to the new ADU law?
When we were going through the Planning Commission hearing process, one of the regulations that was proposed for ADUs was to have an owner occupancy requirement, which means that the owner would have to occupy either the ADU or the principal dwelling. However, when this ordinance went forth to the board, we had removed that requirement at the recommendation of the County Planning Commission. So as it's adopted, there's no owner occupancy requirement for ADUs.
Very, very interesting. I knew I had that in the back of my head. It's so complex. We're going to try to cover as much as we can today. And of course, there's differences. This is the County of Santa Barbara we're talking with. You have the City of Goleta and the City of Santa Barbara. The City of Goleta, they recently adopted a plan?
I believe they adopted their new ADU ordinance in compliance with state law in June earlier this year. And the city also recently adopted their new ADU laws, but they are separate and distinct from the counties, even though you may see a lot of similarities because we're all trying to comply with state law. They are different sets of regulations.
Right, right. Well, maybe during the commercial break, you can tell me someone at the city, and maybe I can have someone on from the city, and they could, you know, then I'll learn all the subtle differences. Mm-hmm. My guest, Jessie Steele, Long Range Planning Division. She's a planner of the County of Santa Barbara. Okay, so the state picked the term accessory dwelling unit, ADU, and they pretty much said to everybody, you got to do this. So, you know, the county, the City of Goleta, Santa Barbara, you kind of came up with your parameters. And so if you were going to describe an ADU, what would you call it?
An ADU is essentially like a granny flat or just a second unit on your property. And it can be attached or detached from the main residence. But at the end of the day, it's accessory to a main residence, and it has its own complete independent living facilities. So it has all the provisions for cooking, living, sanitation, sleeping, and it also has separate exterior access from that principal dwelling. So even if you have, let's say, a garage that's attached to your home and you convert it to an ADU, it would have a separate entrance that doesn't go through the main house.
Well, there you go. So you brought up a garage. So let me jump over to parking. But that's a whole other issue. In other words, someone could have could convert their garage to a family room before ADUs. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a separate unit. You could, but then you have requirements, right? If you convert a garage, you need off-street parking. And maybe in the City of Santa Barbara, you need covered parking. But that's almost a different topic, right?
There's a lot of different regulations for parking, but we did try to make it as simple as possible. So what I tell applicants is that if you lose any parking spaces that were required for your principal dwelling, like let's say you convert your garage and you lose two parking spaces, then you still need to replace those spaces. That is required for all types of ADUs. But additional parking just for the ADU is only required if you're building a brand new detached ADU. And that's only if the ADU is within a certain area. For example, if you have a new detached ADU that is near public transit or within a certain distance of car share or within a historic neighborhood, then you don't have to provide additional ADU parking. The state has provided a lot of exceptions for parking.
And the detached aspect of it changes it from an attached aspect of it?
Right. So if you have an attached ADU that's connected to your home, then you do not have to provide additional spaces specifically for the ADU. You only have to provide replacement parking spaces if for some reason, let's say, you're converting your garage or you lose parking.
Do you Do a lot of people call the county and, you know, asking these kind of questions? Do you get those calls? Who talks to people?
Oftentimes, people will just call our planning or zoning counter, or they'll walk in, and that's how they get a lot of their questions answered. But if folks are trying to do some research and, you know, they do a Google search of the county's ADU ordinance, then my name pops up in association with that. So I typically answer questions about specific regulations. And then if people have questions about a specific project on their property, then they can further talk to our zoning counter.
Okay, okay. And what's the address of the... It's on the corner of Anapamu and Anacapa, right?
Right. We're at 123 East Anapamu, so right across from the Sunken Gardens at the courthouse. And the planning and zoning counter is on the second floor.
What's happening with that restaurant? It used to be called the Bakery. It has a great view of the Mission, just a few doors down on Anapamu. Remember that nice restaurant? It's got outdoor seating.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Morphed into different... I think it was called the Bakery. That was always what a spot. You're looking out onto the, is it called the Sunken Gardens there at the Mission?
Yeah, there's a little French restaurant there right now, I believe. They just recently opened.
And do you eat French food?
Not too often, but I do love a good croissant.
Well, I like the way you pronounce it as well. Before Danielle, my guest, Danielle Steele. My guess is Jessie Steele, Long Range Planning Division, County of Santa Barbara. She's a planner. We're talking about accessory dwelling units. Before we came on the air, I asked her if she was a vegetarian for some reason, and she said yes. And you joined the ranks of another guest that was on many years, but she moved out of town. She was in the district attorney's office, and she dealt with real estate fraud, and it's killing me. I can't remember her name. But she was a vegetarian. Did you have, so you had Thanksgiving, no turkey. Do you have dessert?
I had a really good berry cobbler for dessert.
And did you put any topping on top of the cobbler?
I did. Oh, yes, vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Did you ever use Cool Whip?
used to steal it out of the fridge as a kid and pour as much in my mouth as I could, certainly.
You know what? Your mom told me about that. That's why I brought it up. Been talking to your mom. I always
That's
do
the only
a,
way to do it.
I do always do a background search on every guest. No, the reason, you don't get the reference why I'm pronouncing it Cool Whip?
I don't think so, no.
So you don't watch Family Guy?
Oh, no.
Well, you got to start watching Family Guy. So very interesting about the parking, and very so people can go online to the, what do they Google, Planning and Development, County of Santa Barbara?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our Planning and Development Department has a website, and our zoning ordinances are available on there. So you can pull up a PDF of those, and there's a section within that explicitly for ADUs. And that's where you can find the parking requirements.
And could I share that with that link that you sent me about your talk at San Ynez? Would that be helpful to share with anybody? I mean, or is that more geared?
Yeah, the PowerPoint that I gave, the presentation that I gave to San Ynez Valley Association of Realtors is really good for just putting things in, you know, layman's terms without all the jargon that we use in planning. It kind of just gives you a basic overview of what's required and what's not, so that if, you know, an applicant could hopefully look at that presentation or something on our website and then go
okay.
into the zoning counter a bit more prepared.
So it'd be okay if I shared that?
Certainly, yeah.
Okay, well, if you'd like a copy of her PowerPoint presentation that she gave, you can email me at mark@radiorealestate.com or call or text 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT, or mark@radiorealestate.com. Guest is Jessie Steele, Long Range Planning Division, County of Santa Barbara, talking about accessory dwelling units. So there's just so many, it's complicated. It's parking, it's attached, it's detached, it's, you kind of called it a granny flat, which I don't know if you can do that anymore, you know, with the everything, how come it was always a granny flat? It was never a grandfather flat.
I know? Don't know. That's a good question.
Because women live longer. And when the old guy kicks it, then she goes to live with the kids. That's my guess. You receive calls or people at the counter. What are people's most common questions? What are they concerned about or that you hear?
People people often ask questions about garage conversions and what I've had people ask before, what do building inspectors look for? And really, the answer to that is that the checkers want to confirm that you're complying with all the applicable codes for habitable spaces, such as the plumbing code, electrical code, fire code, and also the building code. So they look for things like, is there a full bathroom, a full kitchen? Do you have your proper, you know, smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, et cetera?
Is heating required?
I'm not sure whether or not heating is required. That would be something that I imagine would be in either the electrical code or the building code. But I know there are also regulations for insulation and drywall and heating.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Someone had walked into the county about 6 months ago. When did you officially adopt the current code?
The Board of Supervisors adopted the ADU ordinance amendments on August 14th of this year, and so they went into effect for the inland area on September 13th, 30 days later.
Okay. So someone walked in a while back, and so I'm glad you brought this up because you've got two different divisions. You got the building and zoning.
Right.
And they both kind of get involved in this, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like basically a two-part process when you're looking to apply for an ADU. So you would first go to...
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. I want to take a commercial break.
When we
come back, we can pick up on the zoning and building department and what your first steps are. And I will tell you that someone went in before this was adopted, and they were told if they had a wall heater, they just went up to the counter, and someone in building, I think, said, well, it had to be a special type of wall heater. So that would be building code. You have to, whatever you're going to do, it has to be up to current building code standards, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. But we'll come back with Jesse Steele, Long Range Planning Division, County of Santa Barbara, talking about accessory dwelling units, ADUs, and we'll find out the process there in zoning versus building department. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.
Yeah, Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.